Ron, yeah. Just that.
Dennis?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that, you know, this is not just a question of one person's opinion. There was a task force from the program committee that put this together, and it is the committee itself has approved bringing the Bill of Rights to the LSB for vetting and approval to have it go to management and to programmers. So it's not just the one person effort. Thank you.
Okay. Ron, pinch back.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just want to, make sure that, we're careful about sending out a preliminary draft to programmers. Without purview of the LSB. We've witnessed some dangerous situations that have occurred out of those situations before. So, just a word to the wise. The other thing is this. There are a lot of other considerations, regarding programmers' Bill of Rights. One of the reasons that PFW has been so successful is because we rely on volunteers. The other stations have paid employees. There is a difference that has to be, dealt with in terms of, some of the stations right now are having problems because they're overstaffed. How do you deal with that? Do you deal with that through evaluations? Do you deal with that with the ability to cut your workforce at some point so that the station can maintain itself? Those are some big considerations that also have to be, put on the table as far as the program of Bill of Rights. Health issues now, because of COVID and all that, how responsible, should the stations be, can they be, in situations like this? So big questions. It's a good effort, good start. And, I'll be interested to see how it all transpires. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just going to piggyback on that for a minute and say that, Craig sending that out to certain programmers and not all of them, but she shouldn't have sent it to any actually because it hadn't been approved by the board, especially in the draft form, and it hasn't been approved yet until it's still a working document. It caused some confusion because I've had a programmers come to me and ask me about where everybody was something unusual or cause any confusion, they always come to the chairman of the LSB and ask why this is happening. And then I have to try to justify it or try to explain that it was an accident or something to try to calm them down because some programmers wonder, well, why didn't I get it? Or why are they sending it to certain programmers? And why they not tell, if they're going to do something, why they not send it to all of us? So I'm just saying things like that cause confusion when you don't follow a proper protocol, as Ron has basically just mentioned. So I just wanted to piggyback on that because I've gotten feedback from that. That should not have happened. I'll call on Thomas and then we're going to finish that. Thomas?
Yeah, I just want to speak in terms of trying to have input and getting input from programmers. Mm-hmm. And I particularly want to speak on behalf of one person, not in writing. And this is directly at Kathleen's emphasis on a lot of people in writing. This person brought up that as a programmer, she couldn't come into the station and get her mail. And that directly cut her off from her listeners. I think that person's comment has merit. And I've since verified that was true. But she went on to talk about this kind of a hierarchy that existed within the station, between music programmers and public affairs programmers.
Okay.
And so I think that we have to be, I don't speak for myself, do what you want to do. I listen to everybody, writing or not in writing, one or many, you know, and then I decide what I bring forward, you know, myself. I think that's the role of the LSB, to gather information and to use our best judgment as to how to use that information.
Okay.
And I would be careful about rating it because it's in a particular form that addresses our individual needs, I won't say for the committee.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Blanton. And this is kind of new to me. I don't know if anybody else has heard about that, but this is new. And that's a topic that we probably should discuss further. If, you know, you said you have validation that this was true. This is something that we should talk about, but this is new to us right now. We need to talk about that further. Anyway, okay. Do we have any new business? That's the next on the agenda, new business.
Chair, Vanessa.
Yes, Vanessa.
We had said at the beginning of the meeting that we would add to new business. Looking for it now. The issue number 5 that I had asked to be added previously.
Okay, what was number 5?
Yeah, now I'm looking for it. Are LSB and committee meetings recorded and how can these be accessed?
Okay. Does anybody know the answer to that question? If so, please answer. If not, then that means I have to investigate it. Okay. Eileen has her hands up, sir. So I'll go to Eileen first. Go ahead, Eileen.
I think, John Tatum probably has the same information I do. For the LSB meetings, audio is supposed to be available and then Otis would post it on the website on KPFTX. There are a few that have not made it there yet and we're hoping that those recordings can be found. And I was talking to some people about this and John Tatum was looking into it as well. I think for committee meetings, as far as I can tell, it's not required that they be recorded and posted. Some people aren't interested in doing that.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay. John, maybe you can shed some more light on this.
Not much more, because she said it exactly right. The LSB meetings are recorded and put on the archives. So, you know, anytime a LSB member or anybody from the public wants to go and review a meeting, they would go on the PNB, but the Pacifica archives. And that's, as Ellen said, that's where all the meetings are put. Now, as far as committee meetings are concerned, you know, they did ask that the committee meetings be recorded, but they did not say that it was mandatory, and they also didn't say that they have to be put on the archives. Thank you.
Okay. Vanessa, does that answer your question?
Well, it's not my question. It's a member's question.
Okay. Well, did that answer a question that you can go back to your member?
So my understanding of, if I was heard it correctly, is that committee meetings are not required to be recorded, if I understood that correctly. So they may be, but they may not be. And so I don't know if that applies to both standing, all committees, including standing committees, but so the answer seems to be committee meetings are not required to be recorded. I just heard John say that LSB meetings should be put in the archives. Did I understand both answers correctly?
I believe so. John?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And so how is that happening? If we're doing this by Zoom, is that actually occurring? Because I know that previously over minutes disputes, I've asked for to hear an LSB meeting and I couldn't, the Zoom link didn't open.
Okay. Yes, the meetings by Zoom are recorded, and the recording is forwarded to Otis McClay, who is the one that puts it on the archives. Mm-hmm. And so there, all the meetings are accessible on the archives, but I would warn LSB members that only what Ellen writes down on paper is would count as far if you had to go to court. The approved minutes, the approved minutes in writing are the official record of the organization.
So if a member cannot, and please forgive me for interrupting you, I apologize, that's not my question though. If a member is not available to like listen in right now, listen live. So if they want to go to the archives and just hear for themselves the discussion that occurred at any LSB meetings, theoretically, those should be in the archives.
That is correct.
Okay.
With the exception of the executive session, they will not be available to the public.
Okay. All righty. Action items, agreements, and summary. I'm just going to say, Aline has some comments about that, but I'm just going to say right now, action items and agreements right now are that we will, at the next meeting, we will wait to hear from Vanessa's minority report along with the submission of the previous report for comparison and address that at the next meeting. Is there anything else that we have an action item that, and of course the 5K walk at the Blaisdell Park on September the 12th. Is that right, Martha, the 12th?
It's the 18th.
Oh, it's the 18th. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Saturday.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
8-12.
Okay. September the 18th.
Yeah.
We want as many participants as possible. If you can help promote it, if each of us could even buy a ticket, even whether we're going to attend or not, you know, it's about the fundraising and the money, that we raise, for that particular, fundraiser, because it is a fundraiser, just like the fundraiser we're in right now at WPFW. This is an additional fundraiser, from the LSB. So any support that you can, give to that effort, please do so.
Vanessa asked to be recognized.
Okay, Vanessa.
Okay, so two things. One, the other action item is the item that got left off today, that I requested a month in advance, which is the mission of the program committee.
The what? Now say that. What's the last part?
I'm sorry. My phone is messed up. My speakerphone. The mission of the program committee.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And then the other thing in terms of the 5K walk, I've called a couple of times and to make pledges for different shows. And they asked me, like, what premium did I want? So one of the premiums was always to get a pass to the 5K walk. And so the first time I called to make a pledge, whomever, and I know there's a new process for taking pledges now, it seems, during the pandemic, is that the person had no idea what the date was, no idea of the date or the time. So I'm like, okay, never mind. So then I called again to make another pledge. And again, this was one of the premiums. And so then, I said, what's the date? And so they said the 18th, and I said of August, and they said yes. So if it's September, that, you know, so hopefully nobody who's making pledges and getting a pass, you know, and I guess, I don't know when they're going to send me the pass. So I guess there's a hurry since it's not until September, but that's it.
Okay. You called in that 1-800 number, that 9739 number. And that's
you'd probably use the 202, but yeah, the 9.
It doesn't matter. It goes to the same thing.
Right.
Okay. But see, that's the kind of stuff that, Jerry needs to know, because sometimes we've had problems with them giving out incorrect information. So, Gallia, I wish they were here so we can hear that. So I will shoot an email to Jerry and let him know that we're having problems again with them giving out incorrect information and wrong dates, and they should have it there. And they may not have had it there. So that may be the fault of management here.
Right. And so, the first time she says there's no date and no time.
That's enough.
But don't do that. Don't do that.
Eileen.
You're going too far. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's my decision. It's up to the chair, and it's my decision what too far is. I'm so sorry you're so irritated, but don't do that.
Eileen, that was totally inappropriate. Okay. Okay, were you finished, Vanessa?
I was, in fact, finished. Thank you, Chair, for allowing me to finish so graciously.
Okay. Marcia's next. Marcia?
Yes, thank you so much. I just wanted to give the LSB an update on the Kwame Nkrumah situation. There are first of all, thanks to everyone who has hosted Melody Cooper on your show. It's made a huge difference. There seems to be a move within Maryland State Assembly now to introduce legislation called the Kwame Nkrumah Act, which will require all undercover and non-uniform police officers to use a video cam in response to any interaction with the public. So I think this is huge, and I think we really have to take credit for this, because it was because of the publicity from WPFW, that the family and the community was able, to get the state legislators, to act in this way. So congratulations to everyone. I think this is an absolutely incredible example of how our listening public can be so effective in terms of social change. And I also want to thank everyone who has been working with us on the Bethesda African Cemetery Coalition. We actually filed a lawsuit yesterday in district court to compel HOC, which is the Housing Opportunities Commission, to stop the sale of black bodies at the cemetery to a white developer. And so we're going to have a press conference tomorrow at 1:00. If anyone would like to come, we would love to have all of you at the press conference. It will be on the steps of the district courthouse tomorrow at 1 p.m. So please come. I'll be out there filming for my radio show and other radio shows that like to use the footage. But it is historic because we are now taking Montgomery County to court. So I'd just like to thank everybody who's played a role in this process. So thank you.
Okay. And thank you for starting it, for bringing it to us so we can start the ball rolling here at WPFW. That was you. You don't ever want to take credit for that, but we're giving it to you. We don't care.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay. I'm going to take these last three, which would be Dennis, Kathleen, and Eileen, and then we're going to close out. That's the last one's comments. Go ahead, Dennis. You're next, sir.
Yeah, in terms of action items, just as a reminder that we should be reviewing the Programmer's Bill of Rights so that this body can determine how it wants to proceed with that next month.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, I'm just writing that down. Okay. Okay, thank you very much, sir. And that also goes to these proposed directives that we've been working on since February. I keep passing it because I'm trying to let everybody get all of their stuff in first, but we need to stay on that too. So that's the member requirement item 2 on the proposed directives. So we're going to put that there too. Okay. Okay, and next is Kathleen and then Eileen and then that's it. Kathleen?
Yes, in terms of action items, picking up on what Dennis said about the PRB, because there are so many of us, I do think that it is helpful, if we can, to exchange comments and questions ahead of time rather than waiting to get to the meeting. It also gives folks a chance to do some preparation ahead of time. So I'm going to send my comments, my questions that I asked tonight out with some more specific parts to them about what would persuade me that this is going to benefit the station.
Okay.
The second thing I would like to say in terms of the program committee mission, I asked for this last year from Cebu, which was to ask for the original resolution that created the program committee. That's how committees are created in the LSB and what the purpose of the program committee was then. And I'd like also to receive ahead of time what the current mission of the program committee is. So we need those two pieces ahead of time if we're going to, I guess it's the purpose to discuss whether the LSB as a whole approves the program committee mission, I'm guessing. Is that the purpose of the agenda item?
No, but we can, I mean, I could tell you that the purpose of the, well, I don't know what, I don't have the mission, but I know what their purpose is, and that's in the bylaws. I think it's section 4, I can't quote it, but I know
it's
in the bylaws.
The program,
exactly what the program committee is.
No, the program committee is not in the bylaws. It says what the LSB can do.
Right. But I'm telling you, this is what the LSB assigned to the program committee.
Well, what I would like to do, since there has been concern about the program committee's scope of what they're doing, and this has been discussed several times, so I would like to see the original resolution. Sabu said he was going to give this, that created the program committee. The LSB is the body that authorizes the program committee to do certain things. Okay. I would also like the program committee, if they've changed their mission, same as the purpose, if they've changed that, to submit that as well. I'm assuming, what other reason would there be to discuss the program committee's mission other than to be okay with it or change it? I mean, I'm just assuming that's why it's on the agenda. Is that correct?
Okay, what are you talking about this on?
Vanessa, are you the person that asked for the program committee mission?
Yes.
Okay, so is the purpose of your request for the program committee mission to be an agenda item? There
yes.
must be a reason. Is the purpose for the LSB to review and approve or change or revise the mission of the program committee? Since, as Ron has also said, committees are extensions of the LSB authority, and they only can do what the LSB has authorized them to do.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. And I please reflect my requests and clarifications in the minutes, please. Otherwise, we're going to start from ground zero again next week talking about this issue.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I just mentioned that all the action items and agreements will be placed in the minutes. So I'm sure Ellen is taking notes on all the things we're talking about that are action items. So, okay. Last person is Eileen.
Okay, first of all, let me apologize for interrupting Vanessa. I thought I was muted at that time, but my purpose of waving my hands and making noise was that the action item for what she had brought up would have been basically, let's make sure that the people taking pledges have the correct info on premiums. And then Arthur said, he will let Jerry know. So that's the action item there. And then I think Vanessa started to get more into her experience with this. I don't even remember, but, you know, we were past that. We didn't need to get into that. And then in terms of, you know, just to give you an idea, what's an action item, where Kathleen asked for the resolution creating the program committee. Who needs to find that resolution? Who's going to make that happen? That's what we need to know for the action item.
And I support it in case. Downright.
See my point?
Okay.
I don't know who's going to do that.
They're threatening violence.
Does anyone else?
There are demonstrations and
hello?
Okay.
Well, Eileen, the last meeting, Sabu said he would find that for me. So
okay,
I'm assuming it would be the responsibility of the chair to locate that information.
That's
okay,
right.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And I just wrote it down, Eileen. I know you did too, because you're going to call me later on. Get that. Okay.
Chair, this is Vanessa asking to be recognized, please.
Okay.
Come on.
I said I was going to stop after.
Aren't we done?
But go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. No, I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Eileen, thank you for the apology. Do not thank you for, even after the apology, presuming to tell me when it's appropriate for me to stop talking. not appropriate, as well as some of the comments, not by Eileen, but by Lou in the chat, completely inappropriate.
Okay. Okay, I wasn't even looking in the chat room. Okay. Okay, well, with that, if there are no more comments or questions, I will adjourn the meeting and we will come back. On the agenda says 10 minutes, but I think we need a 15-minute break, unless y'all want to stick to 10. I'm going to stick to 10. 10-minute break, and then we will come back for the executive session. Is that okay with everybody?
Arthur, is it the same?
Yes, everything is the same. It's on the agenda. Okay. I have it on the agenda that just you log back in the same way you logged into this meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'll see you all. It's, right now it's exactly 9:26, so I will see y'all at 9:36.
Point of information, Arthur?
Yes, yes, sir.
Are you gonna shut this transmission off, or can we just stay on?
Oh no, I don't know. You have to ask the parliamentary. You gonna shut it off and go back in? Well, we have to shut it off because we have some people that's on here that's not members, so we have to shut it down.
Yeah, we're gonna shut down.
Yeah, we have to shut it down.
We're gonna shut down and come back in. Only LSB members are invited.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Everybody take your 10-minute break. See y'all in 10 minutes.